It is time for us to take a look at sports right now here on Robin Hood Radio. And we'll start things off with the wacky NFL. Well, once again, there's just no rhyme nor reason to what's going on in the NFL this year. The 49ers won their first home game in more than a year last night. They pounded the Rams 31-10. 31-10. Pretty amazing. There's so many races that are so close now because so many teams are losing to the good teams, are losing, supposed good teams are losing to supposed bad teams. And just to show you how this breaks down, in the American Football Conference, in the AFC East, New England is only a half game behind Buffalo. In the AFC North, every team is at 500 and above. The Baltimore Ravens have a one-half game lead on Pittsburgh. But the Browns at 5-5 are only basically a game and a half back. In the AFC South, this is a little different. The Tennessee Titans have a full three-game lead in that division. The AFC West, Kansas City, they're all five. By the way, all the teams in the AFC West are above 500 or above. Kansas City Chiefs in first place at 6-4, one game back. The Denver Broncos at 5-4, a half game back. The Chargers and the Las Vegas Raiders. The National Football Conference, it looks like the Dallas Cowboys, unless they stumble, will win that division easily. 7-2 is their record. In the NFC North, it looks like Green Bay is going to run away with that division. They're 8-2. In the NFC South, once again, Tampa Bay is at 6-3. New Orleans Saints a half game back, and Carolina only a game back. And the NFC West, Arizona is at 8-2, the Rams at 7-3. It's just a mad free for all. I guess it's going to be a lot of fun for the fans. I don't know how much fun it's going to be for the management. Just a wacky year. All right, in NBA action last night, the Celtics defeated the Cavaliers 98-92. The Knicks over the Pacers, 92-84. I think that's the only local action we have from last night in the NBA. Moving over to the National Hockey League yesterday, the Lightning beat the Islanders 4-1. Coming up today, the Islanders take on the Panthers at 7 o'clock. And the Rangers take on the Canadiens at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, no local action. Then on Thursday, the Rangers tangle with the Maple Leafs, the Devils and the Panthers. And Boston does not play again until Saturday. And they take on the Flyers on Saturday. So the NBA, I still haven't gotten used to the NBA schedule as well. It's a little hit and miss as far as I'm concerned. Well, anyways, that is a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.